Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the tonal note part of the extra other tonal note. And we are wrapping up the evening just about. I've got one more song. I got to cut out of here by 52:24. That gives us just about 6 minutes to gab. Right. And I think, unfortunately, modern harp music does not grab the attention in the same way that the music you brought in tonight did.
I mean, modern harp music, at least what you're playing, requires you to be more directly focused on it, whereas what I was playing was more like you can play it in the background, you can have conversations over it, and you're still engaged with it, but you don't have to be fully engaged with it. I think that's partially the fact that a lot of what you were just playing had a lot of like quiet spaces to it.
Yeah, a lot of air, a lot of room, no driving rhythms. Although, as I said that, I was thinking, like, our conversation was getting pretty esoteric and cerebral there while we were listening. And I was like, oh, maybe this is what it is. It is meant to, like, just break your brain for a moment and make you talk about other things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also the world we live in where...
Yeah.
Because we were just discussing, like, whether or not you can still own things when the corporations you buy something from decides to delete it from your hard drive.
Not naming any names. Rhymes with pony.
Yes. Comes from the land of the rising sun.
Yar. Video games and media.
Yeah. There's a station, and sometimes you play at the station. But that's besides the point.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was interesting because you were telling me that, they just decided like, oh, all this stuff that you purchased digital copies of, it's too hard for us to hold on to it, too expensive. So we're just going to delete it from your systems.
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even remember what the justification was, but they just chose to delete all these things from people. And you had brought up, and so in the video that I had watched about this on YouTube, they also brought up the fact that like video game history is kind of being, I don't know, forgotten or
it's disintegrating physically, like old cartridges, old discs, old computer systems. We're losing the ability to even view older games in the medium that they were created because we don't have emulators for the old systems and stuff like that. And so that combined with just the brutal erasure of all kinds of media from people's libraries that they purchased, it's like, it's a weird deletion of history because like what's weird for me is like, I'll listen to music on the radio and I'm like, oh, this, I was listening to the same exact track list when I was in high school and it's not the classic rock station. Like, what? And like people are referencing things from my childhood, even though they were never around for them because all this stuff is just on the internet. And I'm just like, oh. And I wonder if we're just getting at the point now where there's just too much stuff. Like, we're supposed to forget things. We're supposed to move on from things and just hold on to the bits that, you know, snuck through, you know?
But I think, like, part of the people referencing things from your childhood is the fact that, like, every generation looks behind it and tries to grab something from the past and be like, oh, this was better or that was so much cooler or whatever.
Or this resonates. Yeah, I agree with this. I don't agree with that. And, like, they leave things behind that are not necessary anymore. And I just, sometimes I look at the internet and I look at all the things that are out there and I'm just like, we don't need that. Like, let's get something new. We don't need a 10th Spider-Man reboot. We don't need, like, another Star Wars movie. We don't need another one of these or those. Like, forget all these universe things. Just let stuff be what it was and let's make some new stuff. Let's take some chances.
But this is the problem with, like, corporate laziness. Because a lot of these corporations, they're like, we're just going to do the bare minimum for the cheapest amount. We think we can get away with it.
Avatar 25.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think we're at Fast and the Furious 19 right now.
So. And aren't they re-releasing the original one in theaters right now?
So I didn't hear about that. And, like, I'm not necessarily opposed to it just because the nostalgia of going to a movie theater and watching this thing is cool. I had watched on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday, Viv has been putting on, like, a 90s themed thing.
Nice.
And they had the Malcolm X... like Spike Lee's Malcolm X movie.
Oh, dude, that movie was so good.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I watched it in the theater, and I've seen it so many times on, like, my laptop or my TV screen, but to watch it in a theater like it was originally meant was kind of a cool experience. So in a way, I'm not opposed to re-releasing old movies.
No, that's cool. Yeah. But it's just like now they have 19 sequels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We can have, there are more than one galaxies far, far away.
Yeah. You don't have to. I mean, there's one even a heck of a lot closer. There are galaxies right next to us, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we're back in Spider-Man. Multiverse.
I think, obviously you and I saw Obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I hope that this, it becomes a thing. I hope that they're like, we're just going to give like $500,000 to a random kid who's a YouTuber and let them figure out a movie, and hopefully it'll have way higher returns and we don't have to pay Dwayne The Rock Johnson like $30 million to, I don't know, catch a car with his bare hands or something.
Or AI him into future movies after he is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Which is starting to get creepy. But on that note, this other note, this extra other tonal note is about over. I got one track left for us from Laura Perrodin, who is a French harpist. It's called The Sick Rose, which is a poem from a poet that I just am totally blanking on at the moment, but she does a really good job with it. It's from her album Poisons and Antidotes. And stick around after this for Girly So Groovy from 10 to 12, Scream Therapy at 12:30. This has been the Extra Other Tonal Note. Matthew Frazier started off with the jazz, and me, Garen Fitzgerald, ending it with the, I don't know, existential classical dread. Here we go. Here's Laura Perrodin. I hope you all stick around. I hope you all have a great time. Take it easy.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.